AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Bottled water and portable toilets have been brought to dorms and other buildings to help the University of South Carolina's 31,000 students on its main campus in flooded Columbia. Most of the state, from Columbia to Charleston, has had flooding from the feet of rain that fell from last week through today. Governor Nikki Haley says the water may be receding, but doesn't mean things will quickly return to normal.
Just because the rain stops does not mean that we are out of the woods. We very much still have a vulnerable situation that's out there. I'm still going to ask citizens to please stay inside.
9 people are dead in drownings or car crashes caused by the flooding in South Carolina. The Coast Guard says the El Faro, a U.S. cargo ship, probably sank Thursday as it was being battered by 140-mile-per-hour winds and 50-foot waves from Hurricane Joaquin. Captain Mark Fedor says planes and ships are still in the area of the Bahamas where the ship is thought to have gone down, looking for the 33 crew members who were on board.
We are not looking for the vessel any longer. However, today we are still out there searching. We've modified our search efforts to focus more on potential people in the water, lifeboats, and life rafts.
One body has been found along with a number of empty survival suits and an empty lifeboat. Faculty, staff, and some students are back at an Oregon community college for the first time since 8 students and a teacher were killed by a gunman last week. New Life Christian Center chaplain Russell Wilson says it is going to take time for the people of Roseburg to come to grips with their grief.
This has touched everyone in the community because it is a small community and it seems to happen in small communities. And if you don't know someone that goes here, you know someone that knows someone.
The hospital treating 3 women shot in the rampage says one remains in critical condition. The other 2 are in fair condition. All are expected to survive. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 304. This is AP Radio News. The United States, Japan, and 10 other Pacific Rim nations have concluded a trade agreement. AP's Jerry Bodlander reports that any Washington action on the pact won't come until well into next year.
The administration says the wide-ranging agreement, which was years in the making, would benefit U.S. producers by eliminating more than 18,000 taxes on a range of products made in the U.S. and sold overseas.
An agreement like this would be good for our economy and good for middle-class families here in America.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the agreement includes the strongest labor protections of any agreement the U.S. has been involved in. Critics say the deal will cost U.S. jobs. The president can't sign the agreement for 3 months, and only then will Congress begin to consider it. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
California Governor Jerry Brown has signed a bill that makes the state the 5th in the nation to allow terminally ill patients to legally end their lives using doctor-prescribed drugs. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
For over 100 years, Jones Topsoil has been part of your community, delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. Slinger Jones, bringing it home to you.
Whether you're planting a vibrant flower bed, growing your own vegetables, or giving your lawn a fresh start, be the envy of the neighborhood with topsoil and mulch from Slinger Jones. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.